Hey.
So that was Jones.
Broke up with her.
Oh, right.
Don't tell me. Because of the big nostril thing?
They were huge. Did you sneeze? Bats flew out of them.
Come on, they were not that huge.
I'm telling you, she leaned back. I could see her brain.
How many perfectly fine women are you going to reject over the most superficial, insignificant...
Hold it. I mean, I got to side with Chandler on this one. When I first moved to the city, I went out a couple times with this girl. Really hot. Great kisser, but she had the biggest Adam's apple.
You and me. I got it. Well, Joey, women don't have Adam's apples.
You guys are messing with me, right?
Yeah.
That was a good one. For a second there, I was like, whoa.
Maureen Regillo. Because she doesn't hate Yanni is not the real reason.
Hello, Mr. Heckle.
You're doing it again.
We're not doing anything.
You're stomping. It's disturbing my birds.
We don't have birds.
I could have birds.
What do you have, Mr. Heckle? We'll try to keep it down.
Thank you. I'm going to rejoin my dinner party.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, Janice, you got to give me Janice. That wasn't about being picky.
No, we'll
give you Janice.
I miss Janice, though. Hello, Candlebing. Oh, my God.
Oh, Chandler. Now. Yeah, faster.
Stop with the broom. We're not making noise.
Been sleeping. They found a broom in his hand.
Oh, dear. That's terrible.
I know. I was sleeping yesterday. Could have been me.
Sleeping.
You never know.
Okay. Very faint, but I can still sense him in the building.
Okay, Petey.
I'm sorry, but sometimes we need help. That's fine. Go ahead and scoff. You know, there are a lot of things out there that I don't believe in, but that doesn't mean they're not true.
Such as?
Like crop circles, or the Bermuda Triangle, or evolution.
Whoa. But you don't believe in evolution?
Nah, not really.
You don't believe in evolution?
I don't know. It's just, you know, monkeys, Darwin, you know, it's a nice story. I just think it's a little too easy.
Too easy?
The process of every living thing on this planet evolving over millions of years from single-celled organisms is too easy?
Yes, I just don't buy it.
Excuse me. Evolution is not for you to buy, Phoebe. Evolution is scientific fact, like the air we breathe, like gravity.
Oh, okay. Don't get me started on gravity.
You don't believe in gravity?
Well, it's not so much that, you know, like, I don't believe in it. You know, it's just, I don't know, lately I get the feeling that I'm not so much being pulled down as I am being pushed.
Uh-oh, it's Isaac Newton and he's pissed.
Oh, there she is. And over there, that's the other one. This is Mr. Buddy Boyle, Heckle's attorney. He'd like to talk to you.
What can we do for you?
All right, kids. Here's the deal. According to my client's will, he wants to leave all his earthly possessions to the noisy girls in the apartment above mine.
Oh. Well, what about his family?
He didn't have any.
Oh.
Okay, so let's talk money.
All right. There was none. Now, let's talk science. You be noisy girl number one. You be noisy girl number two.
I can't believe that this whole time we thought he hated us. I mean, isn't it amazing how much you can touch someone's life without even knowing it? Would you look at this dump? He hated us. This was his final revenge. Ever seen so much crap?
Actually, I think this apartment sullies the good name of crap.
Check this out.
Can I have this?
How can you not believe in evolution?
Oh, just so. Look at this funky shirt.
Please, I've studied evolution my entire adult life, okay? I can tell you, we have collected fossils from all over the world that actually show the evolution of different species, okay? I mean, you can literally see them evolving through time.
Really? You can actually see it?
You bet. In the U.S., China, Africa, all over.
See, I didn't know that.
Well, there you go.
Huh. So now, the real question is, who put those fossils there and why?
Hey, look at this. My big book of grievances.
Hey, there's me. April 17th, excessive noise, Italian guy comes home with a date.
Yeah. Chandler, look, you're in here too. April 18th, excessive noise, Italian guy's gay roommate brings home dry cleaners. Well, that's excellent.
Monica, look at this lamp. Is this tacky or what? We have to have this. Rick, I think we have enough regular lamps. What? Oh, come on. I mean, it's not like I'm asking for this really clock or anything. Which, by the way, I also think is really cool. It doesn't go with any of my stuff. Well, what about my stuff? You don't have any stuff. You still think of it as your apartment, don't you? No. Yes, you do. You think of it as your apartment, and I'm just going to rent the room. Okay, well, you on that for a while. I'm going to go find a place for my new land.
Okay, please. See how I'm making these little toys move? Opposable thumbs. Without evolution, how do you explain opposable thumbs?
Maybe the overlords needed them to steer their spacecraft.
Please show me you're joking.
Look, can't we just say that you believe in something and I don't?
No, Peace, we can't. Okay?
Why not? Because what is this obsessive need you have to make everybody agree with you? Now, what's that all about? You know what? I think maybe it's time you put Ross under the microscope.
Is there blood coming out of my ear?
Check it out. Heckle's High School Yearbook.
Wow, you look so normal.
He's even kind of cute.
Heckles, you cracked me up in science class. You're the funniest kid in school.
Funniest? Heckles?
That's what it says.
Wow, Heckles was voted class clown, so was I. He was right. Would you listen to that?
I'd call that excessive.
Whoa.
What?
Heckles played clarinet in band, and I played clarinet. And he was in a Scale Modelers Club, and I was, well, there was no club, but I sure thought they were cool.
Well, you were both dorks. Big deal.
I just think it's weird, you know, Heckles and me. Heckles and me. Me and Heckles. Hey, would you knock it off? Look at this. Pictures of all the women that Heckles went out with. Look what he wrote on them. Vivian, too tall. Madge, big gums. Too loud. Too smart. Makes noise when she eats. This is me. This is what I do. I'm going to end up alone, just like he did.
Chandler, Heckles was a nutcase.
Our trains are on the same track. Okay, yeah, sure, I'm coming up 30 years behind them, but the stops are all the same. Bittertown, Maloneville, Hermit Junction.
You know what we got to do? We got to get you out of here. Come on, I'll buy you breakfast. Let's go.
Well, what if I never find somebody? Or even worse, what if I already found her, but I dumped her because she pronounces it supposedly?
Chandler, come on, you're going to find somebody.
How do you know that? How?
I don't know. I'm just trying to help you out.
You'll see. You guys are all going to go off and get married, and I'm going to end up alone. Will you promise me something? When you're married, will you invite me over for holidays?
I don't know what we're going to be doing. I mean, what if we're over at her folks' place?
Yeah, I understand. You can come over and watch the Super Bowl every year, all right? You know what? I'm not going to end up like this. I'll see you, man.
Jeez. Supposedly. Did they go to the zoo? Supposedly.
Hi. It's me.
Oh. My. God. Janet? You called Janet?
Yes, Janet. Why is that so difficult for you to comprehend?
You remember Janet, right?
Yes. She was smart, she was pretty, and she honestly cared about me. Janice is my last chance to have somebody.
Hello!
Oh, my God.
Jeez, look how fat she got.
Janice, you're...
Yes, I am.
Is it...
Is it yours? Ha! You wish, Chandler Bing. You are looking at a married lady now.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Oh, sweetie. I'm sorry.
You couldn't have told me about this over the phone?
And what? Missed the expression on your face? Oh, no. Janet likes to have her fun.
Hey, Paige. You know what we haven't played in a while?
What?
Hide the lamp. Monica, let it go. Did you know I was allergic to shellfish?
Well, then you'll just have to eat the other ranch.
Uh-oh, this scary scientist man.
Okay, Phoebe, this is it. In this briefcase, I carry actual scientific facts. A briefcase of facts, if you will. Some of these fossils are over 200 million years old.
Okay, look, before you even start, I'm not denying evolution, okay? I'm just saying that it's one of the possibilities.
It's the only possibility, Phoebe.
Okay, Ross, could you just open your mind like this much? Okay. Now, wasn't there a time when the brightest minds in the world believed that the Earth was flat? And up until, like, what, 50 years ago, you all thought the atom was the smallest thing until you split it open and this, like, whole mess of crap came out. Now, are you telling me that you are so unbelievably arrogant that you can't admit that there's a teeny tiny possibility that you could be wrong about this?
There might be a teeny tiny possibility.
Can't believe you came.
What?
You just abandoned your whole belief system.
Mm.
I mean, before I didn't agree with you, but at least I respected you. How are you going to go into work tomorrow? How are you going to face the other science guys? How are you going to face yourself?
Okay? And now I have to get a snake.
Why is that?
If I'm going to be an old, lonely man, I'm going to need a thing. You know? A hook. Like that guy in the subway who eats his own face. So I figure I'll be crazy man with a snake. You know? Crazy snake man. Then I'll get more snakes, call them my babies, kids will walk past my place, they will run. Run away from crazy snake man, that's enough.
You've got to get over this. You're not going to end up alone.
Of course I am. I reject anyone who's crazy enough to actually go out with me, and then I bitch about the fact that there aren't any great women out there.
Chandler, you have just described virtually every man that we have ever gone out with.
Yeah.
You are not a freak. You're a god. She's right. You are no different than the rest of them.
Wait a minute. Yes, he is.
Yeah, you are totally different.
In a bad way?
No, honey, in a wonderful way. You know what you want now. But most guys don't even have a clue. And you are ready to take risks. You're ready to be vulnerable and intimate with someone.
Yeah, you're not going to end up alone.
Chandler, you called Janice. That's how much you wanted to be with someone.
You've made it.
You're there. You are ready to make a commitment.
Whoa, don't know about that.
Oh, what you got there? Something else that's not yours that you can break?
No, I know you like this, and I want you to have it.
I think it'll look good in our apartment.
Thank you.
That's fine.
Hey. Well, you will all be pleased to know that I have a date tomorrow night. This woman, Allison, from work, she is great. She's pretty, she's smart, and I've been holding off asking her out in the past because she has a unusually large head. But I'm not going to let that stuff hang me up anymore. Look at me, I'm growing.
Hey, you can't recycle yearbooks, can you?
I'll take that.
You want his yearbook?
Yeah. Some people said some nice things about him. I think somebody should have it.
Oh, gosh, this is so weird. I mean, his whole life was in this apartment, and now it's gone. You know, I think it would be nice if we just took a few moments for Mr. Heckles. I mean, he was kind of a pain. He was, but he was a person. You're all going to hell.
Taking that with you, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you coming?
Yeah, in a second. Goodbye, Mr. Heckles. We'll try to keep it down.
Oh, my major was totally useless. I mean, how often do you look in the classifieds and see philosopher wanted?
Sure. My God, that's a big head. It didn't look this big in the office. Maybe it's the lighting. My head must look like a golf ball at work. All right, don't get hung up on it. Quick. List five things you like about her. Nice smile, good dresser, big head.